Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Family of Opportunity, home of insights in published magazines and broadcasts, where visionaries and those on the rise come together to create immediate impact. And today I am so thrilled because I have with me Mike Koenigs. Mike is the Marketer of the Year 2009, winner and entrepreneur, filmmaker, speaker, author, and holds a patent in cross-channel marketing technology. He is also CEO, Chief Disruptosaurus, and founder of Trafficizer and Instant Customer. His celebrity and best-selling author clients and friends include Paula Abdul, Tony Robbins, Tim Ferriss, Debbie Ford, Brian Tracy, George Cruz, Dan Kennedy, and Harvey McKay, just to name a few. Trafficizer distributed video, articles, and media to over 100 different social media and social networking platforms with the press of a button. Instant Customer is an automated cross-channel marketing platform that captures leads with voice recognition, mobile online, and offline systems. For over 20 years, Mike has worked with Sony Entertainment, 20th Century Fox, 3M, General Mills, Domino's Pizza, BMW, and just a host of other companies. Mike's companies have produced 5 consecutive online product launches, with the largest grossing over $9.1 million. He's also generated over $3 million in sales during a direct-to-camera live webcast. His executive produced Bill's Gun Shop, an independent feature film, was distributed by Warner Brothers and produced a feature documentary, Life with Telsa, about living gas-free with an electronic car charged by the sun. He's created over 300 websites and more than 35 products. Originally from Minnesota, Mike lives in San Diego, California with his wife and son. He loves the ocean, is an avid boater, and plays the didgeridoo.
That's the didgeridoo. Yeah.
Yes. I spent some time in Australia, and not many people even know of that instrument, Mike, much less play it. Thank you so much for being with us.
It's my pleasure, Vicki. Thanks for having me. This is really fun. And for anyone who's watching this, you can see the studio behind me. I'm actually looking at a picture of you. So I know you're in Mexico right now. So this is pretty exciting. It's so awesome what we're able to do, being able to talk to each other in different parts of the world so easily and cheaply, and create cool media, create great content.
Right, and you are the master of doing that. And, as I mentioned, only just minor things that in comparison with the vision that you've really created with technology, how did you come about doing this great work?
Well, if I go way back, as a child, I've always loved computers. Even when I was a tiny kid, I saw a picture of an old school, like a car, those old, when they used to use punch cards to program computers. I just fell in love with the idea of something that could store information and communicate. And my whole life, I've been a big technology guy. My mom used to yell at me because there were wires everywhere in my bedroom. And I started with electronics and stereos, and then eventually got into synthesizers and audio, and I just like gadgets. And also, I grew up in a very, very small town called Eagle Lake, Minnesota. I'm the oldest of 4. My dad's a barber. And we were, lower middle class. So I looked at technology as a way to get out of this small town, and I always wanted to live in the big city. So when computers started to come about, and this is back before the Apple II existed in the early, early days in the late 70s, I taught myself to program when I was 14 years old. And that was my way out. And as time has gone on, I learned marketing after I learned how to program. And I've got a weird skill set where I know how to talk to technologists like programmers. I'm good at coming up with ideas, and I have a knack for kind of seeing a little bit of the future before it happens. So generally speaking, I'm able to write and create software and products kind of before the trend happens. So I was doing video marketing before before YouTube existed, and most recently, I spent the past 3 years developing some brand new mobile marketing technology that, now that mobile marketing is the big buzzword, I'm actually about 3 years ahead of the curve. So that, and I'm an avid media guy, so I've always loved movies and music, and I learned to compose and engineer music early on, and I learned filmmaking as well. So I've had the good fortune of being able to make a feature film that got major distribution, as well as most recently the documentary you mentioned, which I own an electric car. So and it's charged by the sun. So my home and my car are actually powered by the sun. And I made a documentary about it, and it got pretty major attention as well. So that's probably a long, more than what you're asking for, but I'm just kind of this weird guy who likes technology and solving problems and doing marketing.
Oh, my gosh. Well, that amazing curiosity and genius that you've given us through all of the things you've developed is just so critical in today's market. And I was wondering, what do you think are the elements that are most important in getting our message out in today's market, since it is pretty crowded out there?
Well, here's the thing is I think first and foremost, it has more to do with what the publishing world calls platform, which is you've got to be known for something. You've got to position yourself as an expert and authority in some topic, no matter how small or how niche. And you've got to understand that in the old days, you know, I have this slide that I talk about when I make a presentation, that 10,000 years ago, kings owned scribes, and they could write and rewrite history however they wanted. It wasn't until 1442 that the printing press was invented, or was it 1642? 1642, I believe. And if you move forward, it was 1731 when the first magazine was created and the newspaper, et cetera, et cetera. But it wasn't until like 2005, 2006 that YouTube came about, and now anyone can literally press a button and communicate, create some sort of content, press a button, and distribute it to, and that content can be seen, watched, heard, or read by over 6 billion people. Over 85% of the human race has some form of internet connectivity or internet connection, whether it's through a mobile phone or a desktop or laptop computer. So I think the key thing that everyone needs to understand is we are all broadcasters. We are all content producers, and we have not just a right but a responsibility to take what we know, teach it, and share it with the entire connected planet. And in doing so, you can literally create your own show, you can create your own magazine, your own distribution mechanism, and build an avid fan base with and for people anywhere in the world. And never in human history has this occurred before, but we live in an information democratic society now. I mean, no matter what kind of dictatorship you're living under, whether you're in China or Iran or another country like that, there is a way to get your message out to the entire planet and have a voice. And that is really what has changed. And I think it's taken a little while for society, for individuals, to really realize the power that we all have in our hands these days.
Yeah, no question. My background going way back is traditional advertising, and it's just incredible to see how much we can get our message out there now in the 21st century without even paying anything for it. It's just an incredible time.
Yeah.
You know, both you and the friends that you have and the company that you keep are just the best at getting their messages out. What do you all share in common, do you think, that makes this happen so effectively?
Well, if you're talking about people in the technology world and the technology marketing world, or which people when you say the company that I keep, I wanted you to clarify that just a little bit.
Yeah, people that we look at as like household names.
Okay.
You know, out there in the world.
Sure. Well, I'll give you a couple examples. Like, you know, one of my friends is Tony Robbins. I've done stuff with him. Another one that you mentioned is Jorge Cruz. There's Harvey McKay, there's Brian Tracy, and then there's a lot of online marketers as well. Tim Ferriss is another guy who wrote For Our Workweek and For Our Body. And, you know, what every one of them have realized is that there was something big that happened recently. And if you look at traditional publishing is now being broken, and I mean in a good way, by Amazon. Amazon has gone direct. It is now possible to literally write something. I mean, we could take this interview we're doing right now, have it transcribed, and export it as a Kindle book, push it over to Amazon, and in 24 to 48 hours, it will be published and made available online, so anyone with a Kindle can download and read it, which is virtually any portable gadget or laptop desktop, and it can also be turned into a paperback book. and get major distribution, okay? And we can take the same content, press a button, and publish it as a podcast. We can put it on Amazon. We can put it on YouTube. We can put it virtually anywhere. And then we can make it so someone could call in and dial in with a phone and listen to the interview. So it can be downloaded. It can be read. It can be watched. It can be listened to. So distribution has basically been broken. And what Apple did to the music industry, for example, you know, basically what was happening is everyone was pirating music, but it was convenient. It was easier than buying an album, and someone had the could say, I want one song. And Steve Jobs came along and said, hey, record company, let's legitimize this. Let's make it so it's more convenient to actually buy a song, pay 99 cents. And he ran into a whole bunch of resistance, but eventually he made it through. Now we're seeing the same thing happening with television, for example, where there are shows being published and created on YouTube, and in fact there's participatory programming that's showing up. And as I said, the publishing model has just been completely decimated, even though it's figuring stuff out. The movie industry is figuring this stuff out, you know, with the combination of Netflix and what iTunes is doing for that. So I think when I say the company you keep, here's the big thing. Number one, they realize that they can create content and distribute it anywhere in the world, and anyone on the planet can do that. Secondly, it can be easily changed and put into a variety of different formats so it can be consumed in any way imaginable, again, to about 6 billion people at this moment. The next thing that's important is, and this is the most important, it's possible to build a fan base, a platform, so you're able to capture and build a list. And in doing that, in creating and capturing that list, now you can offer products and services and sell them direct to the customer, deliver them digitally, and make a very, very amazing income doing it. And, you know, I'll give you an example of what I just did, and you mentioned this moving forward, but I just had my sixth multi-million dollar product launch. Okay, what does that mean? It meant I invented a product, created it, and over a period of a week, sold about $1 million worth of products that are completely digitally downloadable, okay? And it was done completely online. There have been a couple of instances, and you mentioned this too, where I would be able to create a video and talk to the camera just like I'm speaking to you right now, and we have people dial in and watching us, almost like an online infomercial, buying our products and services, and again, being able to sell anywhere from $500,000 all the way up to $3 million worth of product in a single day. And I'm not telling you this to impress you, but to impress upon you that literally with a laptop and a built-in webcam and using a free service like LiveStream or Ustream, which are two video broadcasting tools that are free, anyone can broadcast a video message, create a show, talk to their fans, and teach and sell and produce raving fans and create transformations in other people's lives. So I think the key trend to pay attention to is anyone can do this now. There is no barrier to entry other than what's inside your imagination and a little bit of mindset, which is, I can do this. I have the power.
That is so empowering. So, you know, for those that are just starting out to attract media attention or to really get involved in social media and get their message out, you know, on the web, what advice would you have for those just approaching this?
Sure. Well, I think the key thing is literally, and I'm holding this up, you can't see it, but with nothing more than either a webcam or an iPhone, someone can create a show. And I have a friend who actually started a cooking show, and I had no idea he was a cook at all, and I don't even think he was a cook before this, but he decided he's going to create 3-minute recipes, okay, 3-minute cooking things and healthy cooking. And he's historically been actually fairly heavy, so he lost a bunch of weight. So this is using a strategy I call life is a laboratory. So even if you've never taught, trained, coached, created a product, never been on camera, never spoken, nobody knows who you are, you can sit down in front of a camera and learn something and make a video and put it online, or you can teach something and put it online and use your life as a laboratory, show your transformation, and later on, once you broadcast it, which is, again, is free, you're going to naturally get organic people who are going to find your content. If it's good, you're going to get fans. It doesn't take long. Well, what he's done, he put up his little show, And look, he's shooting and editing this whole thing all by himself in his own kitchen using inexpensive camera equipment. But the bottom line is he's already got sponsors who are paying him money to mention their products, and YouTube is putting up little ads. They're basically, you have the, once you have a certain number of views, YouTube actually sends you an email saying, hey, I've noticed you have a certain number of views. Would you like to put ads up either in front of your videos or during your videos, and we'll pay you when people click on those ads or when they see them? Well, now, I mean, he's not making a ton of money. He told me that his first month he made $300 in revenue from ads, but his sponsorships are a couple thousand dollars. So he literally made something up, pursued something he's interested in personally, records it, puts it online, and here he is making money. I think that's pretty exciting. So my advice to anyone is record something and distribute it. And if you'd like to, have it transcribed, turn it into a Kindle ebook, put it on a blog, and start doing interviews like the one I'm doing with you right now.
Mm. Oh, that is fantastic advice. You know, Mike, you support authors in some really special ways. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. Well, the quick backstory is my wife, her name is Vivian Glick, is a twice-published author, and she used to be the director of marketing for Deepak Chopra. So she worked in what I affectionately call the world of feathers, crystals, and fuzzy bunnies, and I mean that with all, but in the spiritual place. And through her, and actually it's a weird series of events. Years ago, this is going back about 13 years ago, I took a trip to Egypt with Deepak Chopra and Wayne Dyer. It was like one of these trips, a spiritual journey trip. And I met this woman. Her name is Arielle Ford, and her sister is Debbie Ford, who's a very well-known author as well. Well, we became friends, and Arielle was known as one of the top book publicists in the world. She was one of the people who was a go-to person if you wanted to get on Oprah. Okay, if you want to be on TV with Oprah, you talk to Arielle. And she had inroads there and all the connections. And she had worked with 11 number one New York Times bestselling authors, including Don Miguel Ruiz and Wayne Dyer and Neil Donald Walsh and, obviously Deepak and her sister Debbie. The list went on and on. Really high value. You know, Jack Canfield was another one. So what happened was she actually told me at one point she wanted to get out of the author business because the business was changing, and it was harder to get on Oprah. In fact, Oprah just decided she wasn't going to work with authors so much anymore, and she got tired of just repeating herself. She said that 90% of the time, every author asked her the same question. And she said, I'm going to leave the business and start writing my own books and do some other stuff. And I said, well, before you do that, why don't we make a product together? And I had never made a product together. And I said, what if I interview you and ask you all the same questions that everyone ever asks you? We'll record it, transcribe it, turn it into a product. I'll create the product. I'll produce it. I'll create the sales and marketing, and I'll give you half the money. And she's like, so where do I sign up for this good deal, right? So she ended up coming into my garage, which was my studio at the time, a converted third stall to garage, which literally I only left 4 years ago. But she sat down, her and me in front of two microphones. We recorded the thing, had it transcribed. We turned it into CDs and a book. She grabbed all of her best press releases, all of her contacts, all of her database, every successful tool she'd ever made, and we arranged to do interviews with her top best-selling authors she had worked with as well and talked about how they made money. So we ended up creating this product called Everything You Should Know About Publicity, Publishing, Promotion, and Building a Platform, which is what every author needs to do. When they talk about a platform, that's who knows you, what are you known for, how big is your list, how connected are you with the media. It's this big thing that gives you strength and power and the ability to connect with a lot of people at will. Well, anyway, we produced that product, and in over the past 7 years, we've actually produced three brand new versions of it. We just completed it. That ended up evolving into doing an event that we do every year called 21st Century Book Marketing, where we attract big name authors. We've had Jack Canfield speak there. I had Nancy Duarte, who's responsible for creating the TED Talk and writing an amazing book called Resonate. We had Carmine Gallo, who spoke there, who wrote the book The Presentation Secrets of Steve Jobs and The Innovation Secrets of Steve Jobs. We had Harvey McKay speak there, who wrote Swim with the Sharks Without Being Eaten Alive. We've had Brian Tracy. The list goes on and on with really amazing, amazing authors. And it's a platform. It's a meeting place where authors can learn all the latest strategies, techniques, and tips. Well, here's what's important. I knew nothing about publishing. I wasn't known. In fact, I had never written a book before. But here I come in. I interview an expert. I act as a reporter, and she transferred all this knowledge to me. I've actually become one of the go-to people who's responsible for creating some amazingly successful book launches online, and then created a series of my own products and services that revolve around that in addition to the event. So the point of telling you all that is, A, working with authors is a passion of mine, and also just understanding the massive power that an author has these days, because a lot of authors are afraid because the business model changed. And when I say that, I mean specifically what has occurred is the old days of getting some big quarter million or $1 million advance on royalties is gone. You know, what a publisher is going to ask you right away is, how big is your email database? Okay, how big is your platform? But how big is your list? If you don't have a list of 25 to 50,000 names, they don't even want to talk to you anymore. So as an author, you got to figure out how you're going to do this, how you're going to create, how you're going to build that thing. And that's, again, why you've got to understand how social media works. You've got to understand how to create content. You've got to understand how to build that list and that database. And that's those are the critical components to surviving and thriving and ultimately making a living as an expert and authority on any topic these days.
Yeah, and on that subject, Mike, what do you think is the most, why is it more important maybe now more than ever that an individual is able to share their story, really get it out there?
Oh, that's a great question. So I'm a huge fan of storytelling, and I didn't know this, even though I've kind of been in that business for a little while, and I've studied the concept of story like crazy. So there's some of the greats like Robert McKee, who wrote the book Story, and then John Truby, who wrote also, he's this basic script writing guy from Hollywood. There are a variety of books and products, and one of the things that I'm a huge fan of is TED Talks. Everyone who ever comes to me and says, what should I do, what should I study, I say, go to TED.com, watch as many videos as you can, and pay attention to the formula, the structure they use. This is something that Nancy Duarte, that I mentioned earlier, who wrote Resonate, talks about and teaches, but it's how to tell an 18-minute story that encapsulates all of your knowledge and know-how in an entertaining, educational, and fun format. And just imagine if you're given 18 minutes to speak and they're like, you've got to be interesting, you got to tell us. So they teach you how to speak inside this formula. Well, the net result is, in doing this research, I've studied and I've paid attention to what I believe are some of the greatest storytellers alive. Another guy, his name is Bo Eason, who's a friend of mine. I've created a series of videos with him on storytelling. He got coached by Al Pacino, and he's a playwright. He ended up having a Broadway play that played for 7 years straight. But what Bo talks about is how to take your story and make it interesting and weave that into whatever content that you're going to share. But the human brain has two primary things that it spends a lot of time focusing on. One of them is face recognition, which basically means we are social creatures. But the second one is we remember through story. Okay? We tell stories. We communicate through stories. And that's how we remember. We don't remember through just a bunch of, you know, static facts in a row. But if you can tell someone a story, they're going to remember it. So I think if you want to connect with people on the deepest level possible, you really need to understand this whole concept of storytelling in a big way.
Mm. So I know that you are telling your story somewhat in a new book yourself. Can you tell us a little bit about your upcoming book?
Sure. There's a couple things. So I came across this concept, and it's been an evolution, but as we move forward, every business, every author, every speaker, every consultant, in fact, I've basically figured out that there are 9 basic business types that exist, period, okay? And everyone fits within those. And every one of those business types has a fundamental challenge, and we do as individuals too, which is, we meet people all the time, and we might get some information. Someone will say, stay in touch with me, communicate with me, or present, tell me about your business. What happens is we meet someone. We might go to an event or a meeting, and we get a business card or a stack of business cards. And what happens with that business stack of business cards most of the time?
They stay a stack of business cards.
Yeah, exactly. You wrap them up with a rubber band, they collect dust. And that stack of business cards represents relationships, and it could represent thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, or even millions of dollars worth of business, plus the fact that once you connect on a deeper level, you just don't know where these things would go. But most of us are bad at capturing leads, we're bad at following up, and we're bad at presenting offers. So I made it my mission to figure out how to automate that, but still maintain and manage a high degree of intimacy, a high degree of connection. And I developed a concept we call cross-channel marketing. And the whole idea is when you meet someone these days, you might meet someone at a meetup, okay? Or you might have someone finds you online. You might get a business card. Someone might give you a phone call. You might connect with mobile text. There's a whole variety of ways, but if you can capture leads in all these ways and then follow up with as many different communications channels as possible, meaning email, mobile text, voicemail, postcards, letters, audio emails, video emails, and then be able to sell products and automate that whole process so you only set it up once and never have to think about it again, it probably solves most of the problems most businesses have, which is they don't capture leads, they don't follow up, and they don't present an offer. So this book is filled with great case studies of ordinary businesses, and these are people who are like a work-at-home mom who goes to a gymnastics meeting, presents a little poster and says, if you text your name and email address to this phone number, you could win a free trip. And normally, the way she would get people to join her gymnastics school, she'd hand out a bunch of flyers or posters. Well, out of a room of 800 people, maybe 20 people would call her. Instead, when she did this little experiment, she got 521 people texted their name and email address to win this prize. Now she's got leads to follow up to sell them into her gymnastics meeting. Give you another example. My friend Brendan Burchard came out with a book called The Millionaire Messenger. When you'd order his book on online, forward the receipt into my system, it'll capture the name, the physical address, the phone number, and the email of that buyer and deliver some free gifts. Well, Brendan generated $1.4 million during his book launch because he was able to capture all this information. So the whole point is, this book is all about really practical, easy-to-implement methods to build intimate relationships, communicate with every format possible, and automate the part of capturing leads and following up and presenting offers that normally is very difficult for virtually anyone because we don't have any time. What's great is you can do each one of these little exercises, what I call missions, in 10 minutes or less, and essentially automate your entire business. And most of the time, you'll triple the number of leads or prospects in your database. You'll communicate much more effectively, and you'll go anywhere from doubling to tripling the amount of income or revenue you make in a year, and you don't have to think about it anymore. You don't have to have a whole bunch of assistants, and you don't have to worry about knowing how mobile marketing works, knowing how email marketing works, because it's all done for you. So that's really what the book encapsulates, and I call it 21 Ways to Triple Your Leads and Sales in Just 10 Minutes a Day, but I probably will change the title after I finish my my interviews. I'm literally over the next 2 days, that's what I'm doing here in my studio, is interviewing case studies, just ordinary people from every walk of life in 61 different countries who are using these tools and strategies, and I'm talking to them about their successes. So I know that was probably a lot more than you asked for, but that's essentially what the book's about.
No, that's such great information, Mike. And before we even go any further, if we have readers and listeners who are interested in learning more about what you do for authors, is there a link where they can go to get some information
Sure.
that you think would be important?
Yeah, let me give you a free gift that everyone can try out. If they go to everythingyoushouldknow.com/book, I have a free resource. So it's everythingyoushouldknow.com/book. It's a free resource, and there it's a video and an ebook on how to start writing a book, because statistically 82% of the American population wants to write a book someday. That's according to USA Today. So that's a nice, easy to digest resource. You can just sit down and watch the video. You can read through the ebook, and it guides through. It's basically a compilation of every tip and trick that I've learned and Ariel and I have learned Plus, we surveyed over 800 would-be wannabe authors and grabbed all of their top questions and interviewed a whole series of best-selling authors about what they do to actually write their books or get started writing their books and stay focused. And the only other place I can suggest is if you just go to my personal website, which is mikekoenigs.com, M-I-K-E-K-O-E-N-I-G-S.com, or the shortcut is M-R-B, as in boy, Z as in zebra.com. I've got some free goodies and resources there, too, and that's a good way to stay in touch.
Oh, fantastic. And thank you so much for offering such a generous gift and resource for everyone
Sure.
who's interested in sharing their story with the world. Mike, what inspires you?
Well, I have a personal mission, and that is to create a million entrepreneurs before I pass, and ideally a million millionaires. And one of the things that my wife does is she has a foundation. It's called Just Like My Child. And she was inspired about 5 years ago to go to Africa. And in doing so, she ended up coming across a small remote village in Uganda. It's in Luwero, Uganda. She witnessed a little baby girl being born, and her mother died in childbirth. And these babies were being, basically there were 12 Catholic nuns who were delivering babies by kerosene light in a little bitty building. She asked the head nun, Sister Ernestine, what can I do that would make the biggest difference? And she said, if we had electricity, we could actually refrigerate medicines, the government would actually give us some support, and we wouldn't have to deliver these babies by kerosene lamp because an enormous number of women were dying in childbirth because they just didn't have the tools and resources. They could also pump fresh water. So my wife came home, made a little video about what she saw there, published it and put it on YouTube and used one of my tools called TrafficGeyser to get some attention. She got media attention and got a bunch of people to support her, and she raised $30,000 in 90 days, went back with a generator for this place, and subsequently over the past 5 years has raised several million dollars and now has built 6 schools, a full hospital, an OR, dentists, and she's sending a whole bunch of girls to boarding school, some of the best boarding school in Uganda. And what she's learned and what she's found is something that the World Health Organization talks about too, which is when you educate young girls and give them a certain degree of freedom and choice in their life, whole communities just grow and flourish very, very rapidly. So by sponsoring and supporting entrepreneurs, specifically women entrepreneurs and girls, you can completely change an entire village, in fact, an entire country in a short period of time. So what we've learned and what I believe is that the greatest gift we can give the planet today is a combination of education and creating entrepreneurs. Because when you create entrepreneurs, an entire community can become not only educated, but they take care of their own. And I think anything that we can do to support developing nations as well as our own by creating entrepreneurs, we're going to create a lot more stability. We're going to create a lot more wealth. And ultimately create more peace. I mean, when people aren't fighting and worrying about how to survive, they're going to be more peaceful in general. So that's been my vision for a long time, and that's one of the reasons why I love technology and marketing so much. It's a form of alchemy, because any one of us can be inspired with an idea, share and spread that idea, and literally you can change the world with nothing more than an idea. And that's another reason why I'm a big supporter of TED as well. And another one is Khan Academy, if you're familiar with that. It's free education. Technology really can save the world if it's done and used properly.
That is so inspiring and such a huge contribution that you are making as well as your wife globally. It's really fantastic work. Can you give us a quick tip or an exercise that we can take away that we might be able to take some action steps immediately to get our message out?
Sure. I'll give you one, and I'll even add it to my website. I'll add it to my autoresponder sequence when someone goes there, so you'll get a video on how to do this. It's a strategy and an exercise that can rapidly position you as an expert and an authority on any topic, help you rapidly create some valuable content that you can give away or put online, and you can also take this exercise and create an ebook or even the foundation of a book in as little as 24 hours. So how's that for a setup?
That is fantastic.
Good?
Fantastic.
Okay. All right, so it's a little strategy. I call it the 10 by 10 by 4. The basic idea is if I sat down with you right now, and you could literally pull out a piece of paper and a pen, and if I asked you, I said, Vicki, now you're a bit of an expert and authority on media and publishing and working with authors, right?
Right.
Okay. And I could ask anyone who's watching or listening to this right now, tell me what you're an expert on. And if you're not an expert on anything, tell me what you're interested in learning about. And you can act as what we call a reporter. So you can either be the expert or the reporter in this exercise. But basically I'd say, now, Vicki, what I'd like you to do is write down the top 10 questions that you get asked all the time by authors about how they can get published. Okay? And you could probably come up with the top 10 questions pretty quickly, right?
Right.
Okay. How long do you think it would take you to write down the top 10 questions people ask you all the time?
Oh, probably just a few minutes.
Right. Most people can write down 15 questions to 20 questions in 3 minutes. And I've done this in front of audiences, literally tens of thousands of people at this point in my career. So that's step one. And if you sat down, you literally turned on a recorder, turned on a little camera, and you asked yourself that question and looked at the camera and answered it, each answer is usually about a minute to 3 minutes long, okay? So what you have is a little mini article, and that could be transcribed, and it can also be put on YouTube. And if it's broadcast online and distributed online and people watch it, they'll be like, holy cow, this Vicki lady really knows her stuff. I'd like to visit her website and maybe learn a little bit more. So the first part of the exercise, again, is what we call the 10 frequently asked questions. Now, you could do 5, you could do 100, it doesn't matter. The whole idea is it's a rapid methodology for creating content. But the second 10, so that we have 10, the second 10 are what we call should ask questions. And if I said to you, well, Vicki, how long have you been in the media and the publishing business? You've got quite a bit of experience, right?
Right.
Okay. I don't know, 10, 20 years, something like that?
Yeah, about 25 plus years.
Okay. 25. Okay. So in your 25 years, I'll bet there are some nuances to getting recognized that you've learned, some tips, some techniques, some behind-the-scenes strategies that you've seen or you've done yourself. Other authors do, and when you hear it, you're like, oh, my God, just knowing this little nugget, this little nuance is something that could save me a year or 3 years or 5 years of hard knocks if I had to learn it on my own, right?
Right.
So if I sat down and I said, okay, Vicki, I want you to write down 10 should-ask questions because these are things that someone should be asking you, but because they don't have any experience behind them, they don't have behind the scenes, they haven't been involved in a community, do you think you could come up with 10 should ask questions, something like a good nugget?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Okay. So, for example, give me a should ask question that some author should really know that isn't obvious or isn't something that you just normally find in a book. Can you think of one thing, one little nugget that's really valuable?
I think one of the questions is, what's the secret to move from your vision to the actual action of making it happen?
Okay, and what's your answer for that?
To take the one first step. To, mm-hmm. to put together a plan and take the one first step and then the following steps. And pretty much everything I'm involved in is dedicated toward people taking immediate action because I find that one step will lead to many more steps and it becomes doable in their mind.
That's really good because one of my should ask questions is like, what's the real key, the real secret to success? And my answer, my should-ask question answer would be, most people think it's an act of doing or a what question. Okay, what should I be doing? And it's really, who should I become? Because the secret to great success is always about the psychology. It's not about the technology. It's your inner psychology that's preventing you from moving forward. And so often, people who are struggling financially, their inability to accept more money or ask for more money is the only thing preventing them from making more money. It's not that they have skills that are any less than someone who's making 10 times more than them. So oftentimes I meet so many young entrepreneurs, and I say, well, how much are you charging for that service? And they'll say, well, it's $200. And I go, why are you charging $200? He goes, because I don't want to ask for more. And I'll say, well, over here is someone I know who's charging $7,000 and doing the exact same thing you're doing for $200. Okay, and they're like, oh, my God. Why? And I'm like, why wouldn't you ask for more? Okay? So the point being, there are lots of nuggets and nuances involved here, and that's what the should ask questions are. So again, the first 10 are frequently asked questions, which are basically just answering the obvious things that people ask you all the time. The second are the should ask questions. When people hear these, they're like, oh my God, Vicky, you're the master. I can't believe how wise you are. That's how you magically increase and position yourself for more value. And you're able to ask for more money because people will actually hear the wisdom of your experience, stuff that's not obvious. So the final four, what we call the four in the 10-10-4, is at the end of every video, you have to tell people where they can go to get more great information like this. So you can say, hi, my name is Vicky, and one of the most frequently asked questions I get is, how do I blah, 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 whatever it is, and then you answer the question. At the end, you say, now if you'd like more videos just like this one where I will help you become a published author, go to www.mydomain.com, or you could even call me at this phone number, all right? Whole idea is every video becomes a little lead generator. And when those things get broadcast on the internet and people find them, they watch them, they fall in love with your knowledge and they want more, you got to tell them where they can go. And at that website is where you capture a lead. This is how you build a list. So the second video in the four is the lead capture video. And that's when you say, hi, my name is Vicky, and I help authors, aspiring authors, position themselves, get published, and create a platform. And if you'd like to get 23 videos that I made that answer all the top questions and share some of my insight and experience of over 25 years, enter your contact information right here. Okay? Boom. The third video is the video they get after they sign up. So as soon as they enter their contact information, they get this video that says, thank you for signing up. I just sent you a link to the free video series. And that's at that point where you combine what I call the fourth video in the four, which is, we call it the buy my stuff video, but it's also the take action video, which you might hold up a picture of your book. And if you're watching the video right now of me, you'd hold up your book and say, I'd like to send you a copy of my book. In fact, I'll give it to you free if you just cover my shipping and handling costs. So below this form, you can enter your credit card information. I'll send you the book. It's free. Cover my $5 shipping and handling fee and blah, 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 blah. Or sometimes you might say, try out my product and I'll bill you in 30 days. Well, it turns out 20 to 30% of the time, if you have a good offer, people will actually buy it right there. So that's a strategy that literally tens of thousands of people I've taught this to, and it's gotten them started online. It's the fastest way to create content, help build your platform, start growing your list, and position yourself as an expert and authority, because you never know if someone from the media or news or a newspaper or magazine might bump into that video and go, holy cow, this person really is an expert. And they made it easy for them to find you and ask for more. Boom, you never know if you might get a call. And they'll say, I loved your little blurb on whatever the topic is. Would you like to be on my radio show?
Mm.
So there you go.
That is just brilliant, Mike. Thank you so much. You know, you've had so much success and have really helped others create enormous success for themselves. Can you share with us a short story, either yours or someone you know, that would help us share in their success or your success?
Sure. Let me think of, do you want like an author example or do you want just a general success story?
Whatever comes to mind.
All right. Well, this is an action-taking step, and it's something that, you know, I'm here, and I'm going to just tell you right up front, like, I'm literally about to do interviews all day with six people today and five people tomorrow, and I teach a process, and we actually have a department in our company. I call it the Department of Irrefutable Proof, and the whole idea behind the Department of Irrefutable Proof is we help people succeed online to build businesses, to generate income and revenue, whether it's full or part-time, and also create transformation, because I truly believe that all of us are in the transformation business. If you're an author, you're in the transformation business. If you're an expert of any kind, even if you're selling cars, people want the transformational experience they're going to have when they buy that car. Whatever it is, I don't care what it is, everything is a transformation in some way or another. And if you want to market effectively, you want to be constantly capturing these stories of transformation and share them with the world. And one of the reasons why we've had these incredibly successful product launches that have varied anywhere from $1.2 million to $9.1 million in a single week is because we tell our transformational stories. So one of them that pops into my mind that really warmed me up is a guy, his name is George Thompson. And he lives in Tennessee. He has three children. And this is about a year ago now, he lost his job. He worked at a mobile phone carrier. And he basically is just a tech. Lost his job, and he ended up taking a job at Papa John's Pizza, part-time delivering pizzas just to make ends meet. And he's been a student of ours. He'd actually invested in one of our products about how to market to local businesses and do this cross-channel marketing I was talking about. And he contacted us with this amazing story about how he saw his boss, the manager of this Papa John's Pizza, struggling. They just didn't have enough business, and he was afraid that not only are they going to shut down, but he'd lose his little part-time job, and of course, in this time economically, it's tough finding any kind of work for a lot of folks. And he had a big why. His big why is, I got three kids and a wife, and I want to be a provider. So he said, I've got an idea for you on how I can help you sell a lot more pizzas. And the boss said, sure, tell me what it is. And he goes, well, what we're going to do, and he put together this little program where he printed up little flyers and he did a little contest. And it was a place where people could text their name and email address to a phone number to win a pizza a week for a full year. So it's a little contest. And he took that flyer to 60 local area businesses and talked to the business owner and said, if you put these flyers out for all of your walk-through traffic, we're trying to build a list, and I've got a second contest just for the business owners. I'm only talking to 60. I have a chance for you to win a pizza a week for a full year, too, if you text your name and email address. So he went to 60 businesses, handed out these little flyers, and set them down. And over a period of under a month, he generated a list of about 1,000 prospects, which is pretty good. Out of the 60 businesses he talked to, 58 of them said, yes, I'll put these flyers in my, you know, my walkthrough. They're grocery stores or gas stations or whatever. And what happened is the owner of the pizza store has this ability now with his 1,000 people. He ran a little contest, pressed the button, and sent out a mobile text coupon to everyone on the list saying, today you can come to Papa John's and get 50% off your second pizza. Buy one, get one for half price. Literally filled the place. Okay? A couple weeks later, the freezer broke. And the boss was like, I don't know what we're going to do. We're going to lose all of our dough. So with 1,000 leads, they pressed the button and said, we're doing a half-price pizza sale because our freezer's broken. Again, sold out all the pizzas. Well, what happened is his boss ended up talking to the Papa John's owner. It went to his manager, and then it went to the lead manager. So it went three tiers up to Papa John's corporate. Right now he's negotiating a $3 million deal to do mobile marketing for Papa John's, all the franchises. And this is little George, who didn't have a job less than a year ago. And then he took the same exact idea and he brought it. He did a club for a local Ford dealership. Same exact idea. Text your name and email address for discounts on tires and equipment and stuff like that. Did the exact same thing. Now he's negotiating a $10 million deal with these Ford franchises. So the point of the story is this. Number one, hopefully me telling you the story, it's a cool story of transformation, first of all. And it's about a guy who, you know, it's a classic hero story. Poor boy does good, but it's also about taking action and also being able to be an alchemist, being able to create gold out of a situation that's led. And no matter how hopeless we feel sometimes it's just an idea that can change the lives of you and your family and of other people as well and deliver something great. And if you want to be a really, really successful marketer, all you have to do is invest yourself fully in the success of your customers and tell those stories, and someone just like them is going to raise their hands and say, if this thing works for them, it'll work for me too. And you don't have to sell to be very successful. You just have to tell great stories of transformation. I think that's really the point of telling you that story is, this is why becoming a great storyteller is so valuable and it's so important.
Wow. Mike, thank you so much for that. And that is so inspiring, so inspiring. Do you have any parting words or thoughts to share with us?
Well, I'll take your words, which is take action. And the two ways of doing that is if you are just starting out and you're confused and you're overwhelmed and you're not sure where to begin, the first thing to do is make your life a living laboratory. Find something you're interested in or something that you're passionate about and learn that and document the process and show your own personal transformation, because there's a lot of people just like you who'd love to learn what you're planning on learning, and if you can guide them and show them through, that's a fast way to create a product and become an expert and authority on anything. Okay? The second one is, if you don't want to be the expert or the authority, it's fine to be a behind-the-scenes person. Become a reporter. And it's very easy to go out and find people who are experts and authorities on virtually any topic and interview them and ask them great questions. You'll not only learn more about that, but you can become an expert and authority on any topic just by being mentored and being taught and trained. And as a result, you can build yourself a little business. You can write a book or get published. It doesn't matter what it is. So there is absolutely nothing standing in between you and great success except you and your refusal to acknowledge the fact that there is nothing standing between you and success except you accepting the truth that nothing stands in between you and success. So that's really my parting words of advice. And again, you can check out my personal website and get some free goodies, because I teach a lot of this stuff for free. That's part of my vision, again, is just to create a million entrepreneurs. And I'd encourage anyone who wants to be one of my successful students to come on over and grab some free goodies.
Wonderful. And Mike, could you give that website again one more time?
Sure. One of them is you go to my personal website, which is MRB as in boy, Z as in zebra.com. It's like Mr. Biz without an I. And there I've got little trainings on, storytelling, another one on how to speed read. I have a little goodie. It's how I lost 17 pounds and 4 inches off my waist in 4 weeks. So it's my weight loss strategy. You don't see me right now, I know, but I lost a lot of weight and completely transformed my body. And that's one of my best lead generators. And the speed reading secrets is something that it's for accelerating your time. And then I get into some other, more valuable skills training. But I always think if you can read 5 times as many books in the same amount of time and hold that information, it's going to make you a better student of life. And then the other one that we talked about is at everythingyoushouldknow.com/book, and that's how to start writing a book. And that's another good resource, or a really great resource, that'll get you on the path. And if you learn better by reading, you can read the ebook. If you learn better by watching and listening, you can watch the video online on your desktop, laptop, or even your mobile phone.
Wow. Mike, thank you so much for the generosity of offering us all these free gifts and all the wisdom you've shared today, and most of all, for the huge contribution you're making in the world.
No, it's my pleasure. It's thank you for giving me this opportunity, this platform, because what I'll tell you, Vicki, is it is my honor, it is my favorite thing in the world to do is to teach, and I make a point of speaking on stage as often as possible. Right now, over the next 10 weeks, I speak 9 times, 9 weekends, including a 4-day tour in Australia where I speak 4 days in a row in 4 different cities. And again, the reason I'm saying that is not to impress, but to impress upon people. Once you start teaching and you have followers and people who love what you have to share, you get asked to do this more and more and more. And the greatest gift you can give is the gift of yourself. Service is the greatest cure for any form of depression or any form of feeling inadequate. Is the more you give yourself selflessly, you've got people will just start following you and start sending you remarkable emails from all over the world. And we've got the ability to connect with so many people and change and transform lives that you owe it to yourself and you owe it to them to get your message and share you with the planet.
Oh, so beautifully put. Thank you again so much, Mike.
It's my pleasure, Vicki. Thank you for having me.